Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections. Buenos días. Hope you've had a good day if it's Thursday, and wish you a good day if it's Friday in the repeat program. Want to give you the telephone number to call, if send a text if you have any comments, any suggestions, 939-333-1010. Although the end of the fiscal year for the government is now, June 30th, and I had to renew my what's called the RUP, Registro Único de Proveedor. It's what's required for anybody contracting with the government, and I kind of fallen behind on that. So I haven't renewed my the contracts, or with the sponsors, or my contract with WIPR. Finally, I received confirmation that I now have everything in and the certificate has been issued. There was a problem. The police department, its software for issuing the certificates for prior penal felonies and things was not working. And finally, they accepted a statement, of last year, the certificate of last year, and the sworn declaration that is also part of the normal record you have to submit. I got a notice back that that hadn't been submitted in the section for the antecedents, the police antecedents, even though that was going to be required. And even though I had submitted it in another section of the application. So what I did is I took it and took the same sworn statement that basically says that I have not committed any felonies, any criminal acts, and put it in the particular section of the police record. And lo and well, it was accepted. Little duplication. Little, bureaucratic problems, but that's part of life, right? We have to go along with all the time. In terms of an event that happened recently, and I think it's a story that goes along things that we have discussed in the past. We went to the sonogram of our youngest daughter, Maria Alexandra. It's now, an event, just like the gender reveal event, these things, happening now. But there's now an event where at a given moment, everybody visits and there's a beautiful TV screen and the sonogram is then, the images are put on that particular screen and you can see the baby in its development. And very, very impressive how that all is. We only were five of us, including her, Gabriel Enriquez. This is the name of the new baby, expected in September. Marisabel was there, also seeing her baby brother in development. It was it's always a happy event. One of the things that was really impressive is that they take the image of the baby at this point. We're talking about, June, July. And then they fast forward it to what the baby's going to be like at birth, it's impressive, to see the development and how they were able to put that progression forward. And I sent that on to all the family, the Gonzalez Pico family. I was really impressed. But anyway, the important thing is we then went to celebrate and we went to this restaurant nearby and had a disastrous service. We got there about quarter of 12 more or less. And so we had, it was hardly the end. There was only one couple and another big table was starting to get organized. And the thing is the food, the main course was so delayed, and everybody was furious with the delay. And I'm talking about an hour waiting for this thing to be served. And the waitress, instead of just saying, "I'm sorry, you know, but whatever has happened, we're sorry this has happened," and making it up a little bit with something, kept on making excuses. One excuse was that we had not told her that my Pinky is a diabetic and, you know, can't wait that long to be served. We had a child, you know, for a 4-year-old, and of course was there, and Maria Alexandra pregnant. So, you know, we were told that that you know, was made it even more difficult to wait. Said, "Well, you know, you should have told me this and that." Well, you know, some of it was pretty obvious. The child was there. The second thing as an excuse was that we had ordered seafood, and that seafood takes a lot longer. I had ordered salmorejo. It's a, you know, crab stew. Which for some reason we started talking about at the Sonograma, and I got the urge for that. We got a number of places we could have gone where we went to this new place. And so she said, you know, seafood takes longer. And, well, you know, everybody argued, "Well, why didn't you tell us that when we ordered?" You know. And then the third thing, she says that DoorDash, this service that, you know, brings the food to your home, gets a priority, and that they had a lot of orders all of a sudden come in and they were given priority, which, you know, it's like acting is giving salt to the wound. I mean, there you are, you know, waiting, and you're told that you weren't given priority. So everybody was furious and this and that. And two things from that. One is what we've discussed on many occasions. When there's a mistake, just say you're sorry. Start giving excuses just creates more problems and irritates people more. And of course, you know, especially when the excuses aren't very good. So, you know, that's the first thing. And it's just a good, vivid example of that. I mean, to the extent the food was very good, incidentally. In fact, the salmorejo was probably the best I've had. So everybody was happy with the food once it was served. The second thing is, you know, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that with respect to the Rotary Convention and developments of these things in yoga and breathing and meditation. But because of that, and the importance, I've now paying attention to triggers and trying to control the emotions. I was completely calm, you know. I compared to everybody else, I was really completely calm with the situation, and one of the things, in fact, as you know, I laugh a lot, and as about 2/3, I was the one not, you know, when it finally came, I was the one that was not served. She said, you know, that it'll be in a few minutes, you know, it's a little bit more delayed, et cetera. So the delay was like, you know, 10 minutes. Everybody was eating and they were about 2/3 of the way. And as a joke, I said, you know, we have the saying sometimes, you know, go ahead, you know, don't wait for me. So I said, you know, mira, no me esperen, pueden empezar a comer. When they had eaten, you know, 2/3 of the plate, everybody just broke up laughing, and all. So I was, you know, not only really not disturbed by the whole thing, but I was joking about it, et cetera. And I finally got the food more or less when they were finishing and proceeded to enjoy it very much. But those are the two things, you know, one, if you make a mistake, just accept it and don't make excuses. It compounds the negativity on the other side. And the second is, you know, keep your calm, keep your emotions under check. It just doesn't. I thought later, I didn't mention this to any of them there, but you know, the waitress, well, shouldn't have done what she did. But she probably wasn't, I'm sure she wasn't responsible for it. I mean, it wasn't her fault. So, you know, She could have been a good messenger of the situation, and we wouldn't have taken such offense to what she said or by the rest of the group, you know, on that day. So that was an experience, I think, you know, as a story, and playing off on that, I've been talked, you know, about the retreat I took with Art of Living and the breathing exercises, the meditation, the yoga, and just wanted to sort of update, and it goes, you know, it's relevant to how I reacted to the situation at this restaurant. I've continued, you know, the breathing exercises and the yoga and the meditation, and they've been fantastic, and being more conscious of my emotions and kind of knowing what are triggers that bring on emotions that I don't really want and don't help. And so two things. One of them, I've put together the way I deal with the yoga and the meditation and the breathing exercises in a way, in terms of the time and the location, that has worked really well. I do the yoga after exercise, if I do exercise, running or swimming or biking, or just do it as this morning, just do the yoga. And I do it, and of course, that's in the morning. And then I do it in the azotea, on the roof of our condominium. And it's, you know, a nice breeze. It's in within the shadows of because there's a structure there, so there's a nice shadow. There's a nice breeze, and there's a nice view of everything around. And so that, you know, works really well in terms of the yoga. And then I do a little bit of the I do some meditation, you know, after finishing the yoga. So I get those two things done, and it brings, you know, a lot of calmness and in the early morning, and which combined with the exercise, if I done that, is a great combination. And then I found that the best time to do the breathing exercises is just before going to bed. Anything you read with respect to what's steps that should be taken for a good sleep, they all tell you to cut out the TV, cut out the reading things that create, you know, stress and analysis and anxiety, etc. And to just start quieting down, a half hour before you go to bed, and then go to bed in a dark place and quiet place and all that, you know, air conditioning, all that stuff, obviously. So putting it all together, I about 20 minutes, 25 minutes before I want to go to sleep, I shut off the TV and I cease using the cellular and, you know, the social media and for the news and what have you, and I go to I get prepare everything, put on my pajamas. I'm really comfortable and ready to go to bed immediately after the breathing exercises, and then I go off into a room or family room, and chair, and sit down comfortably, and then do the breathing exercises. It's about 10 to 15 minutes, I would say. It doesn't get to 15 minutes, a little bit after 10 minutes, depending how quickly I move through the numbering and all. And I've found that then I go to bed after the breathing exercises and do meditation right on the bed, just breathing and relaxing and doing meditation. And I invariably fall asleep, within minutes after going, so that has worked really, really well. And has brought, a lot of calmness to life. The trigger is one of the things I had mentioned that with coming back from the retreat, and based on both the breathing exercise and meditation that calm you down, but also discussions I had with one of the participants. So paying attention to the triggers, and one of them, It's, you know, has been with my dear wife, Pinky. There's some triggers, statements she makes that drive me, you know, wild, and doesn't last too long. But I being paying attention to those triggers and not reacting to them has been really, really successful, and has been incredibly important in improving the relationships. A real super plus, you know, in terms of the combination of meditation, yoga, and breathing exercises, and paying attention to the emotions and things that trigger. And as I say, I mean, being immodest, but I'm a easygoing guy, and I laugh, and I don't get uptight. And if I do get uptight, it goes away pretty well. But still, all of us have these moments where we let things really affect us more than they should, and so some strongly recommend these things. It took me, you know, 81 years of age to get to the formalities of yoga and meditation and deep breathing exercises. And I'm reading a book called Transforming Trauma, and it goes over the same recommendations of the deep breathing exercises, meditation, over and over again, as a book goes through with different aspects of steps that can be taken to deal with trauma. Just urge you if you haven't done it, and if a lot of people have tried it and left it, but, you know, keep at it and go back to it, and it'll be really, really important. The other thing in terms of the trip, on the flight, I saw a movie called 2040. It's a documentary, Australian documentary, and it's on the harm that you know, eating meat and you know, not only for the environment but for one's health. And then at the conference, a number of things propped up, sessions that I happened to sort of step by and then decided to listen to, had the same message, and some of the food at the cafeteria, you know, had the message. The last day I was looking for a tuna fish sandwich, and there wasn't, I was trying to avoid meat, and there wasn't any tuna fish, but there was a vegan pulled pork sandwich, you know, made out of plant, and it was delicious. It was really good. So as different things turned up, a good couple that I've known for a while, she has gone to vegetarian and I found a restaurant and we tried that. So these things kind of you know, fall together and developing a change in my life. So listen, Hector is waving. The first segment is over. This is Jorge Gonzalez. This is Reflections. We'll be back right after the pause.